Welcome this All Saints Day. Wherever you're listening, however you may be struggling, we invite you into this space, one where you can hear the good news and proclamation spoken and sung, a time where you can be still and know God is God. All Saints celebrates the baptized people of God, living and dead, who are the body of Christ. As November heralds the dying of the landscape in many northern regions, the readings and liturgy call us to remember all who have died in Christ and whose baptism is complete. At the Lord's table, we gather in spirit with the very faithful of every time and place, trusting that the promises of God will be fulfilled and that all tears will be wiped away in the New Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Good morning, or good afternoon, whenever you are listening. I'm Pastor Dan, and this is today's children's sermon. In today's gospel, Jesus preaches his most famous words. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. You've heard it before, right? Blessed are the bullies, Jesus says, for they will receive God's favor. Blessed are the mean-spirited, he says, for God likes it when we are rude and disrespectful to each other. And blessed are the violent, for God... Wait, excuse me. I have a phone call. That's strange. The caller ID says, maybe Jesus. Hello? Yes, this is Pastor Dan. Wait, you say you're Jesus of Nazareth? Wow, you must be calling long distance. Okay. Sure. Wait, you didn't say, blessed are the bullies? That's interesting. Okay. Oh, and you didn't say, blessed are the mean-spirited? Huh. Okay. And you didn't say, blessed are the violent? Gosh, I must have a bad translation. What did you say? Mm-hmm. I see. Blessed are the peacemakers. Wow. And blessed are the merciful, like people who are kind to each other. Fascinating. And blessed are the poor in spirit. Wait, okay. Blessed are people who are sad, for God will comfort them. Gosh, Jesus, that's amazing. Oh, wait. You know, being kind, being peacemakers, being forgiving. These days, nobody's going to accept your teachings. There's an election happening right now, and people are being mean everywhere. What can we do, Jesus? Okay. First, listen to your words, what you actually said. Okay. What else? Be kind and forgiving to others. All right. Anything more? Pray. Okay. Let me try that with my friends now. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I know you're on the line, and your word is on the line. We ask you this season of election, this All Saints Day, that you help us become better saints by sticking to your word, by treating others with kindness and respect, and by following the path you lay before us. For all these things we pray in your name. Amen. Goodbye, Jesus, and goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
They are before the throne of God, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely in my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning. My name is Diane Johnson. I'm the Director for Evangelical Mission, serving in the Northwest Washington Synod. It is a great joy to serve in this position. I have opportunities to walk alongside congregations all across our synod. Some are exploring and discerning where is God calling them right now, in this time and in this place, and what might be their next faithful step to follow that call from God. I also get to work with congregations that are experimenting in new ways how to reach out to those who currently aren't in our churches, to let them be encouraged and to know the love and joy of Jesus Christ. These can be congregations that have been in ministry for 130 years, such as Kent Lutheran Church, and are exploring new ways to stay connected to their community. And it can also be among a brand new congregations and ministries, such as Still a Guamish Valley Dinner Church, that officially began in August. This is a wonderful position to serve in. And the best part of all is hearing stories of how the Holy Spirit is at work throughout our synod. And it's so exciting to hear what God is up to among us. So today, this sermon is going to be a little bit different. It's an interactive sermon. So one of the things I invite you to do, if you would like, is in a minute to pause this video and to go and find a candle and some way to light the candle and to come back, and then we'll restart this video. Grace and peace to you from God, who is the creator of life, from Jesus, the Savior, who loves life, and from the Holy Spirit, the fire of life. Amen. Today we gather for All Saints Day. All Saints is one of my favorite times to gather together as the community of God. It's a time when we remember those who have gone before us. We remember those who are near and dear to us. We remember some of those who may have died in the past year. And we remember those who have been a part of our faith formation and drawing us nearer to God. If we were together, it's likely that we would have time in our service to go up front and light candles in memory, particularly of those who may have died in the past year. But since we're here together, I invite you to go ahead and to take a candle and to light it. Now, I only have one candle, and sometimes in our churches, we often get to light more than one candle as we remember each person. And I will say that this candle today represents several people, because this has been a difficult year and so many people are not with us any longer. People from my family, people from friends of mine, people from my congregation. And so I invite you to take some time to think about who are the people that you are missing? Who are the people that have brought you to a new place in your faith? Who are those that you want to remember this day? So you can either, if you're watching this individually, pause the video, and when you've had time to think and light a candle and remember and pray, start the video back up. Perhaps if you're in a congregation, you might be collectively having the video paused. And as you light your candles, you can see one another's candle, and that you could put in chat or speak out loud the names of those who you are missing this day. So as we come back, I hope that this was a time of meaning for you to give thanks for those people. Let us pray a short prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you. We give thanks for how you bless us with the memories of all those we loved. Amen. Well, this year is different. This year, our grief goes way beyond those losses in our life. And maybe even those losses in our life are more complicated than they have been in the past. Being in the middle of the pandemic, being in the middle of a nation that is grappling with so many issues, there's a lot to grieve about. Really, there isn't much in our life that is the same as it's been. We worship differently. We gather differently. We shop differently. Many of us have begun to work from home rather than going to a space. Some people have lost their jobs. How else do we mourn? I'm thinking ahead to Thanksgiving, to Christmas. Those holidays will not be the same that they would have been in years past. I'm thinking of how I've missed going to weddings. Many weddings have been canceled this year. I've missed desperately going to funerals. Those who I've lost, we've not gathered to remember them. We've not grieved together. We've not had time and space to be together. For many people, schooling their children is vastly different. Whether it's a combination of in-person and online, or all online, or all homeschooling, those changes are big. We miss birthday parties. We miss simple things like sitting down in a restaurant without thinking twice about it. We can't travel as freely as we once did. I think it's important that we take some time to think of what are these bigger ways that we are grieving, and have a chance to explore how our faith is touched by these events. So I invite you to, again, take a pause, take as long as you want. If you're with others, maybe talk about the things that you miss, that you grieve, that you are longing to return to some way that they used to be. If you're alone, perhaps you can write that down, or just take some time of silence to think about those things. I hope that it's been helpful for you to be able to name the things that we have lost. And when we talk about loss in that way, and we talk about grief that encompasses us all around us, I have to say, what do we do with all this grief? It drew me to a passage in 2 Corinthians. All praise to God and our Lord Jesus Christ. God is merciful and the source of all comfort. God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. Our grieving is not in vain. Our grieving is a piece of who we are, a way to express the loss, the way to express the changes that surround us. And God uses those very experiences. God comes to us in the Holy Spirit to give us comfort in the midst of our sorrow, to give us hope in the midst of our grief. And with those experiences, we are sent out to listen deeply to others, to give permission to others to grieve. I think there are those around us who can't even begin to start to grieve for fear that it might overwhelm them. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of people who don't have hope. Now is the time for us to be the church, to care for those around us. Maybe our caring has to be over a phone or a Zoom call or sitting outside far apart wearing masks. But it's important that we remember that we are the body of Christ, and we are here in this time and in this place to share that love, that comfort that only comes from God. I think one of the beauties of All Saints Day is that we remember how God has been present forever. And we know that throughout time, there have been difficult times to go through. I think even the stories in my own family that I heard, my dad growing up in the Dust Bowl years, of people who lived through World War II experiences, for people who had experienced that flu once upon a time. Some of those stories are gone now, as those people have died. But they taught us about resiliency. They taught us that God gives us what we need to carry forward. And it's our turn to share that our resiliency comes not in what we muster up in ourselves, but in what God gives us to share with others. There is one more piece for us together in this interactive sermon today. This is a reading, a litany, that is a fresh take on the Beatitudes from Brian McLaren and Rob Bell, and it was sent to me by my colleague, Sharice Weathers. and it was posted on the Third Space blog. The Beatitudes. Oh, and I invite you, as I read each sentence, to respond with, God is on your side. The poor and those in solidarity with them, God is on your side. Those who mourn and feel grief about the state of the world, God is on your side. The nonviolent, gentle and humble, God is on your side. Those who hunger and thirst for common good, God is on your side. The merciful and the compassionate, God is on your side. Those who work for peace and reconciliation, God is on your side. Those who keep seeking justice, God is on your side. Those who stand for justice and truth as the prophets did, who refuse to be quiet even when slandered, misrepresented, threatened, imprisoned, or harmed, God is on your side. May the peace of Christ and the comfort of the Holy Spirit be with you throughout this week.
Church of Christ in every age, beset by change but Spirit-led, must claim and test its heritage and keep on rising from the dead. Across the world, across the street, the victims of injustice cry for shelter and for bread to eat, and never live before they die. Then let the servant church arise, a caring church that longs to be a partner in Christ's sacrifice and clothed in Christ's humanity. We have no mission but to serve in full obedience to spread his liberating word.
With the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We give you thanks, O Lord our God, for all your servants and witnesses of times past.
For Abraham and Sarah, first to believe the promise.
For Moses, the lawgiver, and Aaron, the priest.
For Miriam and Joshua.
For Deborah and Gideon.
For Samuel and Hannah.
For Isaiah and all the prophets.
For Mary, Martha, and Mary Magdalene.
For Stephen, the first martyr.
For all the saints and martyrs, in every time and in every land.
In your mercy, give us, as you gave them, the hope of salvation and the promise of everlasting life.
Through the firstborn from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
We remember those who, together with us, stood at the foot of the cross, who heard the Easter truths at the empty tomb, who have gone before us into the depth and mystery of God. Don Sobeck. Ed Bossert. Françoise von Dwingelo. James Francis Kearns. Bernie Hoover. Edie Watney. Lois Unseth. Helen Florey. Eva Davis. Jason Whitfield. Anna Dixon. You are invited to also name loved ones and others you wish to remember this All Saints. A final bell tolls for them all.
Longing for Christ's reign to come among us, we pray for the outpouring of God's power on the church, the world, and all in need.
Lord of all the saints, we praise you for evangelists and martyrs
who sacrifices witness to your gospel across time and space. Inspire us by their courage to carry our faith to new people and places around us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of every place, the universe proclaims your greatness from generation to generation. Bless the work of naturalists, conservationists, and park rangers who train our attention to the wonders of the world you have made. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of every nation, guide this country, red states and blue states, rural voters and urban voters, young and old, as we share in another national election. Kindle hearts eager to understand our common needs and seek our common good. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of every blessing, your Son's blessing came to those living with poverty, grief, hunger, thirst, and persecution. Shape our vision of the saints to match his own. Awaken us in your call to serve all who suffer. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of every venture, anoint us with the missionary spirit of the early church. Bless all new missions of our synod. Empower testimony from new communities of faith to shape a diverse witness to your saving power. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For whom or what do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of every time, countless are the multitudes you have called by name and gathered to yourself. Comfort us as we grieve those who have died in the past year. In faith, may we join them in ceaseless praise. Lord, in your mercy.
Receive our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, until that day when you gather all creation around your throne, where you will reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We thank you for joining us for this service. If you would like to hear other services or access the newest edition of The Quill, our newsletter, we invite you to go to our website at queenannelutheran.org. Receive now the blessing.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.